It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
Eagle sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah?
So sporty. Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back to your phones, as promised. Mike is in Maine on David Price and the Fortnite thing. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are we doing? Good. Good afternoon, guys. Hey, there's one little twist that you guys haven't thought about on the David Price, and that is there is money to be made by playing Fortnite. The top players in the world make like $500,000 in a year. And then the other one is maybe Epic Sports, who makes Fortnite, every time now that David Price speaks of it and every time you speak of it, he gets a percentage. He makes money on it. So this could be a big money-making thing for...
So it's actually an adult business play is what you're saying.
I know, I got you.
It could be.
It could be. Yes, Mike, it could be. What do you think it is?
No, I think he likes the game.
I think there's a little child inside of David Price that has to...
This is his hobby.
That's grab a joystick and play video games.
Oh, this guy's a computer geek. I mean, he is. He's a total, you know, and I say computer, you know what I mean, gaming.
I mean, that's what I think, but if he's, you know, superstar gamer who could pull another $500,000 and get sponsorships and make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on it, then, you know, he's smarter than I. Then God bless you. Whatever it takes, I suppose. That, and I'm saying maybe that's the case. Maybe. My gut... My intuition tells me that Price is just a dork.
Yeah, he's a millennial.
He's a millennial.
I found my second career. Oh, look at this camping bitch. I got you. Did you know that Ninja, who's the top Fortnite player, he makes almost $500,000 a month. That can be me.
That's true, by the way.
It's true, the Ninja guy. Yeah, he does. He makes a boatload.
Again,
infuriating.
Another sign of the apocalypse. We've got Chris in the truck.
Yeah, I want to be Ninja.
Go ahead, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. What do you got for us?
Since you touched on David Price, I just wanted to say he's like a toddler with a big league arm. He's like the kid from Rookie of the Year. But the real point, the reason that I called was because I think the whole Josh McDaniels thing, I mean, I know that you guys touched on it in the past, but I really do think that it was to stick it to Indianapolis for the whole Deflategate thing. I really do. I think that it was... That's what his whole intention was in the beginning. And then all these new coaching propositions. I think it's just propaganda, something to spice things up. I don't think that it's really legit.
It's whatsoever. Propaganda to spice... But hold on. We'll get to the Indy thing in a second. To what end would he want to just spice things up?
Well, because I think... You know how the Patriots can be. I just feel as if maybe it's just something to get people thinking. I honestly believe there's a backdoor, compromise between Kraft and McDaniels. I think that he's going to be here for a while. I don't know.
Okay, so do I. I'm just going to stop you. So they are purposely creating what Murray would call a false flag conspiracy.
It's a false flag conspiracy. He never wanted to go to Indianapolis.
So So he's hired an agent. They're going on this massive media blitz to put his name out there and get him back at the top of everyone's list for coaching candidates, all to create a distraction, an alleged distraction that they can then say, see, stupid media, or something like that.
Yeah. Boy, it's a lot to sacrifice, isn't it?
Wow.
You like your entire professional credibility in the rest of the world?
I'm just talking about time. I mean, it takes time to hire an agent and go on this media blitz and do all of this time and energy just to then say, no, we were just kidding, to make you look like fools. That's a lot of time spent for, I don't really know what kind of gain you're getting out of that.
No. The real reason is to get back at the Colts for the play game.
Okay, now discuss that.
Okay? Yeah, Felger, this was all part of the plan. Ever since they caught us letting the air out of the footballs, there's been a master plan to get back at Ursa.
You sure showed them as they sit there with a 6-game winning streak and a good coach and a good quarterback and all set for the future. You sure showed them.
Listen, the Colts are doing cartwheels. They're doing freaking cartwheels if they didn't get McDaniels. They got a better coach out of it.
Don't forget, Belichick wanted to show McDaniels the inner workings of the Patriots and his secrets, too.
I've said this about Belichick, that if I were to ever die and be reincarnated, I want to come back as Bill. Because every time I F up, someone is going to come up with a theory that actually suggests that it was a brilliant move by me because it was all done on purpose as some part of greater plan. Now it has spilled over to McDaniels. McDaniels has got this benefiting from the same thing.
No. Bill's just pulling the puppet strings on this one. That's all it is. And we're just his pawns. Ronnie and Braintree, what do you got for us?
You people will believe anything.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think going on with Hogan and Brady? Why do you think he's not throwing to them? You think maybe they're trying to save the body for the playoffs like they did with Amendola before?
So, Ronnie, that actually started to turn around at New York. Hogan got a handful of targets.
Two for two, yeah.
Oh, it was only two?
Yeah, but I want to say they were both over 20 yards. I mean, they were both, decent-sized plays.
I'd still like to see more. I don't know why Hogan's been shut out. I mean, a good conspiracy theory that Seth Wickersham article blamed Brady for throwing Hogan hospital balls and getting him hurt. And does Brady think Hogan was responsible for that? I don't know.
That's what I just threw out there one day.
I can't think of another reason, but we're not inside. Who knows? Maybe there's something personal between them.
It just seems odd because so many times, especially when they're having issues in the red zone, like he's wide open. You go back and look at that all 22 tape and Chris Hogan's like, hello, hi, back in the end zone. And Brady doesn't even look his way.
I don't know. Maybe they're coming out of it. Like, again, this past week.
It felt the last week like they're coming out of it.
This was between Gordon, Dorsett, and Hogan. Brady was 9 for 9. Like, that's a good sign. That is a good sign. Even if it's only 2 or 3 balls a week, that's enough.
Fred and Norwood on David Price. Hi, Fred.
What's up, guys? Listen, it's the optics of it, the fact that it's a grown man playing video games, because it's never happened before. If you're in your 30s, you grew up in the 80s, you grew up playing video games. So when people who are older play video games, it's like an escape from reality. And the problem is that Price is just a mental midget that constantly needs to escape his reality. So that's why he's on it so much. But for most people, it's just, I mean, everybody has some type of escape from like daily stress.
Correct. Yes.
He goes overboard.
I hear you. I'm a sports dork. I fully admit it. I'm dorky when it comes to, I'm a grown ass man and I sit there in front of the TV watching men play ball. So that's dorky. I don't don the headset and then strap it on and play and dial up the other buddies and sort of chit-chat as we're watching the sports together. And I don't give myself a handle. I sit and watch the ball game and then I show up the next day and talk about it.
You don't strap it on and give yourself a handle?
You know what I mean? But it's not.
I don't know what you're doing to relieve stress.
And I'm sorry. I'm not going to give them a Lenny. Like, now it's cool for adults to play stupid video games? Because video games were around when I were a kid, too.
I mean, and it has shifted, though, Mike.
Most people I know grow out of it. At some point, you reach a certain... In college, there's only so much pot and Sega Genesis you can play. Like, there's just... At some point... What? Is that what it was?
Sega Genesis?
Whatever you played. I didn't even
late
know.
Late 80s, early 90s.
I was done by that point. You think I'm going to play video with all the fricocked joysticks and all the buttons and A, B, and up and down? Like, go F yourself. I'm not going to do that. So I stopped playing a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah, I stopped playing my Commodore 64.
I stopped playing when I was a little boy like everyone else should. Okay, I stopped. But in college, plenty of guys sat around, smoked pot, and played NHL 94 or whatever the F you people did. Okay, fine. I feel like now, though, our generation, they sort of grew up at some point, had kids, got a job, and stopped playing the effing video game. But now it's kosher to keep just playing all the way into your 40s and 50s?
Oh, no, it is.
Dink around with the headset on?
And I don't want you to miss it. I'm not defending it. I'm telling you, though, I think it's normal.
Don't tell me that.
It's borderline
normal.
Don't
tell me people don't grow out of it anymore.
They don't. They don't grow up, period. They don't grow up.
Millennials.
Yeah, it is. It's a millennial issue. These people who they still have to have mommy and daddy show up at the office and yell at the boss for them for crying out loud because they didn't get a promotion.
He's not allowed to bring his headset so he can play his video game.
I mean, I have no issue with it because I'll still dabble. But where I have issues is where you hear that he's playing.
Did you put the headset on, Murray?
No, I don't do that. Please, I'm not playing online and get yelled at by like a 10-year-old and be called gay slurs by a 10 or 11-year-old kid. No, but it's where I take issue with anybody, not just David Price. If you're playing like 8, 9, 10 hours a day, like everything in moderation, dude.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like that's an addiction. There's some sort of major issue there. But I'll tell you what, I'll come back to what we said at the beginning.
You win the World Series, you get to do whatever you want.
Dude, you can put your webcam up there, take off your clothes, and play Fortnite naked for all I care. You win the World Series, you can completely shake your junk and meat spin on the internet for the world to see. I don't care. You should have been the World Series MVP. God bless you.
It's basically what he's doing. Billy in Rhode Island. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good.
I got another take on this Patriots situation with McDaniels. When they got rid of the second quarterback that went on, and I think they made a deal. I really do. I think Brady got involved in it. I think he got him to come back. I think they paid him the money. I don't think they told him he was going to take over for Belichick, but Belichick and Brady, they told Kraft how long they were staying. And I think he's just sitting there waiting to see what happens, and he's putting his fielders out there just in case they don't give him the job. That's my opinion. I want to hear comments.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sick of his feelers or his fielders. I'm sick of his fielders. You know, take a job, dude, or take your name out of the ring.
So maybe
this teasing. I'm not going to be a party to this thing that you feel. It feels like you get off on people proposing you for jobs, you getting the publicity for the job, and then you turning these jobs down and really stringing the teams along. Cleveland, I don't want an interview. No, wait, I want an interview. San Fran, I want the job, I want the job, I want the job. Okay, you're in on the job. What can I bring, Nick? No, all right, I don't want the job. Indy, I want the job, I'll take the job. What are the terms? Okay, send the plane. No, actually, I'm going to stay. I'm getting sick to death of that.
Okay, but maybe the caller's on to something. Maybe there is a little bit of a leverage play there. When he came back, not long after that, if you remember, right away there were already stories. No, he would still consider head coaching.
All right, so he's just creating leverage?
No. And this was a way to tell the Crafts, if you're thinking about bringing Bill back, I'm gone. Okay? And so now maybe Bill's coming back, and here you go again. He's playing the same game. So is it me or is it Bill? Because if it's Bill, then I'm out.
So if he's just creating leverage for himself, I'm not going to be a party to it. No, but I mean, but he also needs an escape hatch. I'm telling you, it's about time for you to take one of these jobs and put up or shut up. Enough already. Enough of this. And I'm not going to be a party to your media blitz just to have you dink around again.
Listen, I told you, I think the guy's overrated. I've always felt that Josh McDaniels is overrated. Is he a good coordinator? Sure. So would be if you had Tom Brady, for crying out loud. Every guy that's had Tom Brady has put up points. So it's not like McDaniels is the only one in the world who has ever done that. But since the caller mentioned quarterbacks too, maybe there's an element there too. They traded Garoppolo and McDaniels decided to stay, right? That was the sequence. Then the draft came. McDaniels is going around seeing quarterbacks. They were going to make a play for Baker Mayfield. He worked out Lamar Jackson. Maybe he was under the impression that they were going to draft the next guy and he was going to groom him. Maybe that's what he thought. And then Bill said, never mind. I'd rather take the fat kid from Georgia. Maybe that's what he decided to do at the end. And now McDaniels is saying, what? Now you want me to stay here with a 41-year-old who won't show up for OTAs, no backup quarterback, and the fat kid from Georgia on top of it? No chance. I'm out of here. Like, I don't... Maybe there's a quarterback element to it, too.
Fair enough. Continue with your thoughts on this. Got to get some self-thoughts for you as well. If any group of players needed a duct tape or a ball gag, it's these guys. We'll get into that right after these words. We have wrestling tickets coming up in a little bit as well. Stay tuned for details on that.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win
with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I mean, there's a reason why we signed him back. There's a reason why he's very instrumental for our team in being successful, because he's a veteran now, you know, not in terms of years, but he's played high-level basketball for the Celtics for a few years now. So we expect him to be in the right spots and doing the right things. And when he's playing with me, we play pretty well together, one and two spots. So defensively and offensively, I feel like, you know, he brings our numbers up. And, you know, I'm appreciative of that.
All right, that's Kyrie Irving on Marcus Smart being in the starting lineup. I don't like listen to Kyrie Irving speak. I don't. He bugs me. I can't.
Well, you know, I'm going to be as subjective and objective as possible.
Boy, it's just the way he talks about himself is just...
There's an air of I'm the smartest guy in the
absolutely.
World.
Damn. And I don't know, but either way. So after this game the other night in New Orleans, he's pumping Marcus Smart's tires pretty good. And there's one indication of it. Is there another cut there, Jimmy, you want to play?
I think the unit that we had out there today was, you know, it really was, we really had that mindset going that we wanted to start out the game and have a defensive presence. Marcus on the ball took some of that pressure off of me of being off the ball as well, offensively and defensively. So when my time was on Drew Holiday, I was able to direct, do the right things, but Marcus was really taking that responsibility, and that's a role that he particularly plays for our team, and we do really well. So, you know, and also on the offensive end, it takes pressure off of me being able to play off the ball sometimes, you know, my energy can get depleted at coming up and down and directing the ball every single time, and having Marcus in there gave me that outlet to be able to get off the ball. So we did pretty well with our unit tonight. That we started off the game well, and then we didn't ever look back. So
okay, just again, too many words, but he likes Marcus Smart there.
Because Marcus Smart does the stuff that he doesn't want to do.
Does the dirty work, yeah.
Yeah, Marcus Smart, you know, will play defense and take some of the pressure off. And every once in a while, look, Smart can run the offense. He's not the quickest guy in the world. He's not going to get to the basket generally, but he makes the right choice oftentimes, a pretty good passer. So, you know, it allows Kyrie to sort of drift around, run off a pick, spot up. Like, I get, to me, it fits better. We were touching on this yesterday. I just think that if you have five guys in the offense who are this whole positionless basketball thing, in some ways it works. In other ways it doesn't, because they all want to score. So sometimes you're better off just having a guy who plays defense and passes so that you don't have to worry about him taking shots on the offensive end unless they double off him, and now he's wide open. The pieces fit together better when you have some different things on the floor. And so to me, they should probably stick with this for a while. Now, one of the things that's interesting to me is he says, well, you know, Marcus can take the ball out of my hands and I can run around and run off screens and do that sort of thing. Isn't that part of what Hayward was supposed to be able to do?
Mm.
So, like, you know, maybe this is something that will change back if Hayward ever gets his game back, but they're still going to lose at the defensive end with Hayward over Smart. I just think that Smart does stuff that other guys don't want to do. It's plain and simple. And particularly, Kyrie wants nothing to do with one-on-one defense. Nothing. What he wants to do is cheat and maybe get a steal here and there. And so, and I think there's a lot of Rondo in him that way. Like, Rondo could play D when he wanted to. Kyrie likes to drift and maybe get into a passing lane, anticipate and play some team defense. But one-on-one, he has no interest.
Yeah, he's
none.
Probably also realized, too, like, this is, we're getting close to a point here. We need to stop tinkering around and hoping that we're going to figure it out in what theoretically should be their best lineup. Smart should be in the starting five right now, and you just need to hope that Hayward and Brown get settled elsewhere. You know, you can tinker with the lineup throughout the game, but in terms of starting five, Smart should be in it.
Okay, and to me, it sets a tone that I think you definitely need. Because this group, as I discussed, I'm sick of hearing them talk. Except for Marcus Smart. He's the only guy that's saying the right thing to me. But we need to be aggressive. Teams, you know, we're too easy to play against. Nobody fears us. You know, Marcus Smart's the only guy on that team. I mean, it's like Horford, too, but not talking about himself, not talking about what he can do, not talking about what my repertoire is, Kyrie, and dimming down how special I am, or my free agency, or how many rings I'm going to win, Jalen, or the fact that we got up out of the East last year for all intents and purposes. Everyone else has their head up their butt cheeks. They're just have their head in the wrong place. And Marcus Smart's the only guy that's talking about actually D'ing up, getting on the floor, and playing hard. He's the only guy that's set that tone. So if him being a starter gets that across to the team and imparts that to the team, then I think that there's value too. Because I'm sick of hearing these guys talk. The latest, Terry Rozier, on another Fracocta podcast. This is with his former coach Rick Pitino. He's now doing a podcast, of course.
Coach P.
And so it's, you know, I edited this a little bit, so it's a little unfair because he starts out the cut saying it. The most important thing to me is not being a starter. So he does sort of set that. But listen to just his tone and the things that he does say. And it's like, does Terry Rozier have his head in the right place? Go ahead, Jimmy.
I'm going into my fifth year after this. So, you know, I would love to start. I don't look at myself, and nothing is wrong with it. Being a sixth man coming off the bench, but I don't really look at myself as that. But that's not my main
focus. I don't look at myself as a sixth man. What do you look at yourself as? The original Isaiah Thomas? Who do you think you are? I don't look at myself out. You know, I just don't look at myself like that, man. No, he's already got himself penciled in to the All NBA team. I ain't no sixth man. What do you mean you don't view yourself as that way?
Where would that irrational overconfidence come from?
They all have it. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Pick it up.
Of course I want to win. I like when I've been a winner on my, winner all my life, coming through your program and then being with the Boston Celtics. I like winning. I don't know how I can adjust if I try to take a starting job somewhere, but I'm playing for an awful team and we're not winning no more. It's just like something that I don't think that I can adjust to, being around people that's okay with just, losing. But at the same time, it's like, I still want to keep my options open. I feel like I've seen a lot in these 4 years, how much a business this is. And I'm just, I think I should get everything that I deserve. Like I said, I've seen a lot, and I feel like, I'm going to get everything I deserve. That's all.
Just like, shut up. I don't see myself as a fifth man. I've been a winner my whole life. I should get everything I deserve. I see myself getting everything I deserve. I, me, my career, my brand, I. I mean, like,
that line, I've been a winner my whole life, it sounds like Shaq. Like, I've won at every level except college and pro.
Jesus.
Shaq said when he first got into the league, it's like, what? Good God. This is the problem. He hasn't won Jack. And this is, in the regular season, these guys in the NBA, they all are about their brands, right? Then they get into the playoffs, and they realize that their brands actually are depending on them winning championships. And so they start playing the right way. The problem that this Celtics team has is that if they get into the playoffs and they don't have home court, they're going to get bounced.
These guys who think they're something they're not, or they've won something they haven't, it's catching up to me. Stop talking. And if let Marcus Smart be your spokesman, because he's the only one that's saying the right thing and acting like he gets it. The rest of these guys, remember Jaylen Brown in the preseason?
Oh, of course.
Jaylen Brown in the preseason. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Celtics fans. Well, you probably do. Like, you actually beat the Cavs.
But with LeBron moving to the Western Conference, how do you think the roster or the rotation is going to unfold this season? And then do you think you guys are getting to the finals?
Oh, we're getting to the finals. No question about it.
So stop. We're getting to the finals. No question about it.
I hated this answer. Dude, I hated it.
You hadn't even played a game. It's like you haven't done anything yet. You lost last year in game 7 at home with a 12-point lead. You lost. You lost. You didn't win. You lost. We're getting to the finals. No question about it.
Oh, we're getting to the finals. No question about it. But I hate how everybody's like, oh, LeBron's gone in the East. I know he did have a stronghold on the East for the last 7 years, but he barely got up out of there this year.
That counts for something. The fact that it took him 7 counts for what? It's like he's acting like they actually won the thing.
Oh, yeah. No, we're coming.
Oh, we're getting to the finals. No question about it.
Yeah, you're 10-10. Sorry, 11-10.
This didn't bother me at the time.
Oh, it bugged the crap out of me.
I just thought he was being confident, and considering, you know, how talented this team was on paper, I thought he was right to kind of say these things. Now, oh, it's insufferable to hear.
How about winning a game? How about, oh my God, the entitlement and the...
Oh, we're getting to the finals. No question about it, but...
Holy smoke.
I was on this early. I'll have you know. I said this team's not as good as they think they are.
Well, Jaylen Brown then, one upset. I know Murray says players want to play and shooters want to shoot. I don't care what the sideline reporter looks like. This was a jackass comment. Go ahead.
So, 28-year-old Jay. How many championships 28-year-old Jay like that?
I'm not going to jinx myself, but he's had 6 years. I'm going to go ahead and say 5 or 6. I'm going to say that.
So you win in the championship every year from here to...
I don't want to jinx myself.
You already did. You already said it.
Okay, enough. 5 or 6 championships. 5 or 6. By the time he's 26. 5 or 6. For a guy who has sucked this year, sucked, and should lose his starting job, don't know if he will when he comes back from injury, but should be out of the starting lineup, and whose team is the 7 seed. He's got him beating the Cavs last year, I don't know if you knew that, and winning 5 or 6 in the next 6 years. I'm sick of listening to these guys. Kyrie Irving, play the one, Jimmy, with Mike Krzyzewski. This was an all-timer. Listen to how this guy, and this guy's awesome. So at least Kyrie's won something, he's done something, and he's an elite, elite talent. So unlike Jaylen Brown, who's done exactly nothing, Kyrie, you could say, has the right to talk like this, but who talks like this? Go ahead.
You want to do everything the right way.
Oh, so hold on, I'm sorry. The setup is that he's asked by Coach K about the slow start from the team and his slow start, and he basically says, well, I was just trying to set everybody else up. Go ahead.
You want to do everything the right way. And you want everyone to feel great about the new season, the excitement. I think that by the head of the snake, the kind of leading by example, I wanted to do it on both ends of the floor. I wanted to be able to swing the basketball, make everyone better, as well as play on the defensive end at a high level. And, you know, it took a lot of attention away from my offensive repertoire.
Yeah, that's
for
what
me
I
personally.
Right.
So it, it was a battle for me because, I didn't want to dim down how special I am or how special I can be. I wanted to elevate the guys around me first to make sure that they're comfortable, and then have myself come along. So it's an interesting dynamic, Coach. It's such a long season. So,
yeah,
you know, you just try to find that balance of, empowering others while also elevating yourself to be great for the group. You know, because
oh God, I can't. Ball gag.
He goes on for like another 90 seconds.
Not
too.
Sure.
Give this guy a ball gag.
I didn't want to dim down how special I could be.
I don't want to dim down how special I am or how special I can be.
I do feel like that myself here sometimes on the Felger and Mass show.
You know, it's about, both ends of the floor. You swing it on offense to get others involved and then play high-end defense on the other side.
High-end.
Coach, you know, you got to be able to do that. And, you know, it did. It took away from my repertoire, you know, from me personally. But, you know, I wasn't trying to dim down how special I am or how special I can be. It's just, you know, Coach, it's so hard. It's a balance. It's like, oh, my God, shut up. Win something. Do something. Please, at least Kyrie has, I know. But here, do something here.
Murray, you know what the surest sign is that someone's a nozzle? I mean, a complete nozzle.
When they speak in third person.
When they refer to their quote-unquote repertoire. As soon as you use the phrase, my repertoire, you are a nozzle. You are an absolute freaking spray nozzle. My repertoire.
So
I'll go blow it out your ears.
I think the big problem with the Celtics is too many guys don't get it. And there's too many young guys that are going into their contracts, and it's all about their brand, and it's about building who they are as an individual, and so they can make that money and build that brand and all of that. And so there's that. Then there's guys who think they won something somehow, and I blame the fans because it's the way you act. It's the way you treat them. You treat them like they made the finals last year. You treat them like they did beat the Cavs last year and when they choked at home. And there's not enough pressure put on the team for how did you lose that game and how did you lose that series? You need to atone for that. No. It's like it's already the coronation into the next step and no one even remembers the loss. So I think the fans absolutely play into it. You're partly to blame. But these players have the wrong attitudes, the wrong approaches. Marcus Smart's the only one who gets it. It feels like Marcus Smart's the only one who gets it. So make him a starter. Give him those minutes. Let him speak. The rest of you, please. Enough. Sorry, I'm over. Here's an update, then back with more.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, right back to your phones as promised. Patriots, McDaniel stuff, the Celtics stuff, Fortnite and David Price. Wrestling tickets coming away in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Right back to you. Brian in Florida on the Celtics. Go ahead, Brian.
I agree with everything you said today. Stephen's got to grow a set. I don't know if he's covering for Ainge. Trust me, Jaylen Brown is going to go down as the most overrated draft choice in Celtic history. And you cut me off the other day, Mike. If you just give me a second. I was talking about Bill Russell. These guys don't even know what it means to be a Celtic, to be unselfish, to work for the team, you know, hard work and all that. When the Buck game, Jaylen Brown, it was no coincidence he didn't play in the Buck game, the best one of the best games of the year, and the other night. And like I said earlier a few weeks ago, if you really take a piece of paper and write down, you know, his good plays and his bad plays, he doesn't know how to play. The kid, if I was coaching, he would be on the bench.
Okay, Brian, thank you for the call. Maz, you shook your head at something?
Well, I have my doubts about Brown, too. But when he says these kids don't know what it is to be a Celtic, sure they do. They played it last year. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Let's not go, you know, that just feels to me like an older guy who watched the Celtics in the 80s and doesn't like them now or doesn't like the league now or whatever. The fact is, last year, they played like a real team. They shared the ball. They dug in on defense. They gave you an honest effort every night. It wasn't about one guy. All the elements were there last year. You know what happened is they let it get to their heads. That's what the issue is. So now they need to scale it back, and they get and the idea of doing it with Smart is good for more than just the on-court aspect of it. Smart will do the stuff that no one else does. Smart doesn't play with an ego. He competes with an ego.
And he feels like the one guy who's not worried about his brand, his contract, how many rings he's going to win in the next 5 years, impressing the sideline gal. It just seems that way. I'm sure he's got his own issues. But at least the tone coming out of that kid is different than everybody else.
He competes.
Chris in Plainville on McDaniels. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Listen, I think McDaniels put his name out there. He doesn't want the job in New England.
And I'll give you two reasons why. Most coaches base their career off of success. If he goes and stays in New England and he runs a 9-7 record, that's not successful based on the run that the Patriots have had. He goes to Cleveland, 9-7, it's a success. The other part of that is he's realizing that he can't be successful in New England because by the time Bill leaves, Brady's gone, Gronk's gone, they got cap issues bringing people back. He's not going to be successful in New England. So he put his name out there to take a job where he can be successful.
Okay, fine.
Then why didn't he take the Colts job last year?
So look, he might actually be, the caller might be right. He doesn't want the job? Fine. Then go. Please. Enough. I'm not going to be a party to your media blitz when all you've done is dink around with people for 5 years. If you're going, then go. Goodbye. I wish you luck. If you're staying, you're staying. Then stop getting your new agent to drop all these stories and let's just stay. I don't got to listen to this. And so that's it. Poop or get off the pot. And if you're just a guy that likes to get your name out there because you like the drama, then I'm not going to be a party to it. I'm sick of it, especially because you've done nothing.
I just think the thing was teed up for him last year, and I recognize there were questions about luck. But still, I told you, if I'm the Colts, I'm doing freaking cartwheels. I am looking at McDaniels going, good luck wherever you end up because we're good. Luck's back, and we have a coach, so go pound sand.
Danny Newton on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, I was thinking the Sox should try to sign Evaldi so Houston doesn't get them. But also, there's a free agent that's been out there, was with the Red Sox before. You guys are probably laughing when I tell you. He pitched good in Arizona. Clay Buchholz.
Okay, Clay Buchholz, if you couldn't hear him. You want
no
Clay Buchholz back
no,
here?
No,
anyone
thank
on
you.
Clay
no.
Buchholz?
No.
Anyone?
No.
He had a good season last year.
Oh, Murray,
no.
Should I just say no?
No, but no.
Thank
no.
you. Jeez. Thank you. I don't care what kind of season he had with the Diamondbacks, unless you want him.
I thought we were...
He had a good season with the Diamondbacks. I want him back.
Talk about sports and give opinions.
Do you want him back?
No, I don't.
I just don't want any... I just don't want you to give any credence to that.
No.
Clay Buchholz.
No, no, no,
team,
no.
Team finally grew a pair?
Save it, save it for Agenda-Free Friday, Murray.
The first thing he said...
Said yes!
Go ahead, Jimmy, if you got it.
Shame, Murray.
Yes.
Shame on you.
This, yeah, I'm with you both.
Shame.
This one should be on a hotkey.
Like the bat phone, for crying out loud. Clay Buchholz.
Just pointing out a fact that he had a very good season.
Why point it out if you don't want him?
No, no, that's a good idea. Let's get rid of all the guys who were losers. Win the World Series and then bring back the losers.
No, again,
because you could make a case for wanting to bring him back as a fifth star. I know, but I said no ultimately anyway. Just dogpile on me.
Jim, I appreciate you having a take.
Clearly, Murray, we still have some training to do.
Matt in Framingham, what's your thought on McDaniels and the Patriots?
I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I don't believe it. You know, I can see it the two places now.
So hold on. You're saying this media blitz and Josh putting his name back out there and being interested in head coach job is smoke and mirrors. Why? To what end? What does he or the team gain about him spreading false rumors?
Okay, first let's talk about why are we talking about it right now in the station? Why did you bring it up? The two places that he might go is his home area, and he's from Ohio, Cleveland. And then the other one is what? Green Bay? I have a feeling that's why maybe you think that he's leaving. And the Palace Q being over? I don't think so, because the Palace Q started before they ever even brought McDaniels back. And I think the reason why it's out there right now, because I do respect Albert Breer, so I do believe that maybe he is throwing his hat out there, but I don't think he's going to leave, because the thing is...
Okay, so Matthew, all the more reason for me to not like this. It was just 6 months ago he was gone. So, don't all these guys drive us nuts? The Billy Beans, who's constantly teasing about going to a big market, or the hotshot college coach, who's constantly, is he going to go pro? And then sort of float, you know, Patino used to do this all the time. I would consider it, but I don't know. And then he, you know, lets everyone line up at his feet, kiss his ass, and then say, no, I'm going to stay. Like, don't all those guys drive us nuts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the renting the house in the Hamptons, Kevin Durant, and they all come out and kiss your ass for a weekend. Or LeBron James with the, will he, won't he, is he staying, is he going? All those guys drive us nuts. That's what McDaniels is doing. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but at least some of those guys actually changed places.
And some of those guys actually had done something other than just ride another guy's coattails. Whenever McDaniels has been on his own, it's been a disaster. So I'm just getting a little sick of it. Nothing to do with where he's going. And So, but a few people have said this. They're just doing this to throw people off the scent. What scent? Why do they have to do anything? If he's the next guy, which, oh, by the way, I'm still fine with if he's the next guy. I'm just the fake drama I'm done with. But if they're throwing people off the scent of what? To what end would they be throwing out all these false flag rumors?
Yeah, McDaniels to me feels like a guy who doesn't know what the hell he wants. That's what it feels like to me. Like, now, if he does leave this offseason, well, then fine. At least finally it happened. He had the job last year. Look at Indy now. Indy looks like a pretty good place. And that's the other thing, too. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a bigger picture question with McDaniels that we're missing.
Okay, hold on to it. Give it to me right after the break. I'll give away wrestling tickets, too. Free wrestling tickets as a little hors d'oeuvre for the free Stones tickets that are coming up as well. Details.
Oh.
Details on both, Murray. You keep calling?
Yeah, because time is on my side.
For the long commercial-free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Well, I think that it's certainly something that we have to consider as we move forward. We played well the other day. From a coach's seat, I don't think you can overreact to a bad day. I think you're more looking, and you can't overreact to a good one. You're more looking for stretches of good. Can we put multiple games together? I thought Marcus played great. I thought he complimented the other guys in the starting lineup well. I thought his defensive intensity was critical the other night and usually is critical. And the hard part about starting Marcus is you can't bring him off the bench to energize you. That's the challenge, right? Because he does that well whenever he's in the game. Should we continue to do it, which I would be leaning towards right now, I think that ultimately, you know, we're going to have to play better as a team for 48 minutes. Monday night was a good first step. And actually, this road trip, I thought we played pretty well for the most part. I thought the Dallas game, Dallas played really well. We looked a step slow that day, but played well in Atlanta, had our moments in Dallas, played well in New Orleans. I think it's something we can build off of.
Brad Stevens on with Beadle and Zoe today. Boy, is he afraid. Is he afraid to ruffle feathers and say that Marcus Smart was good in the starting lineup is going to stay there? Because then that does something to Jaylen Brown. That does something to Gordon Hayward. And I just think he is tiptoeing through this, man. Tiptoeing. But that
this is Stevens's trial this year in a lot of ways for this thing. He's never had to deal with this either. And at some point, he's got to just say, look, guys, this is the way we're going to do it right now. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. So you got to hang in there and keep doing what you're supposed to do. The minutes are going to go to the guys and units who play the best. That's how it's going to work. And so, you know, I want to use all of you, but you got to earn those minutes. Like, if he's trying to keep everybody happy, they're never going to spin their way out of this.
And I don't know if he's doing that. It's not his tone in these interviews. It's not his tone one bit. And so, he's a little afraid.
See, this is where, like, it's hard to not make this comparison. In a lot of ways, he's better than Doc. But on this issue, Rivers was better. Rivers used to sit there and say, out and out, openly, no, no, we're going to give them, the minutes are going to go to the guys who earn them. He was very upfront about that. There was nothing gray about that. It doesn't feel like Stevens is doing that.
We've got Jay on the Cape on this issue. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I think you guys are right in the thick of it. Irving, even now, starting to sound like the LeBron that you said he couldn't be.
That's right.
He's got smart starting, making himself better and the team stronger. Maybe he's taking over what Stevens should be doing and pushing Hayward further and further to the bench.
Boy, you're so right, though. Is Kyrie making out the starting lineup?
Feels that way.
Because the way he was talking about Marcus Smart there, it's about what makes me better than us better. And just the whole way Irving talks, he sounds like LeBron. I'm sorry. He sounds like LeBron.
Completely. Again, but he doesn't want the bad parts of LeBron, right? And I say bad parts. The parts that made LeBron as a teammate unlikable is that, you know, LeBron telling players what to do and taking command and hold of the team. He doesn't want that stuff.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.